This is Apollo Control at 31 hours, 13 minutes, ground elapsed time. Shift handover underway here in the control center. Milton Windler's maroon team of flight controllers taking over from Jerry Griffin. We're estimating change of shift briefing right at 4 o'clock or a few minutes thereafter in the main auditorium at Manned Spacecraft Center. Meanwhile, Apollo 15 is 121,800 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a velocity of 4,614 feet per second. Some 3 hours and 10 minutes ago at 28 hours, 3 minutes and 14 seconds ground elapsed time, the spacecraft was equidistant from the Earth and the Moon at 113,040 nautical miles. Very little contact with the crew in the last hour or so. Their usual quiet selves. And at 31 hours, 15 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control. Apollo Control again. Some numbers now on the check of the service propulsion system back at 28 hours, 40 minutes, 22.5 seconds, actual ignition time. We got a delta V, or velocity change, of 5.3 seconds, which was in within a half a foot of the desired velocity for mid-course 2, which was not scheduled for another 2 hours after the SPS check. The burn time was 0.7 seconds, which is fairly rapid reaction time when you consider it was a manual burn, essentially. At any rate, this unscheduled mid-course correction burn number 2 brought about by this test has resulted in mid-course 2 and mid-course 3 being canceled. And the flight dynamics officer is looking at a value of some 6 feet per second for mid-course burn number 4. At 31:17, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.